Lecture 10, Women and Change in Islam.
The status of women in Islam is a hotly contested issue, both in the Muslim world and in the West. Muslim women are often viewed through Western stereotypes or the policies of extremists like the Taliban in Afghanistan. Gender in Islam remains a highly charged issue today at the popular level and among scholars and religious leaders. If some blame Islam for the oppression of women, others see it as a beacon of light and reform. Still others insist that the status and role of women in Muslim societies should be attributed primarily to socioeconomic forces, to patriarchy, rather than religious belief. The explanations are as diverse as the Muslim world itself. Thus, charting the progress or regression of women, whether under secular or religious governments, is a tricky task. While some claim that Islam oppresses women, others view Islam as a source of women's empowerment. The diversity of practice is reflected in dress, access to education and professional positions, and the visibility and roles of women across time and space. The veil has become a particularly charged symbol. Yet even the wearing of the veil has diverse meanings for the wearers and the observers. Increasingly, Muslim women today are struggling to forge new paths, reinterpreting the Quran and Muslim traditions, taking their place in education and the professions, seeking to improve their status both within the family and as professionals. For several decades, women in Muslim societies have been part of the dialectics of change, an erratic and vacillating and contradictory process that creates many anomalies and contradictions. Evidence of women's status represents great diversity across the Muslim world. In some Muslim countries, women drive cars, ride motorcycles, hold professional positions in virtually every sector, serve as ambassadors and parliamentary members and judges, outnumber men at universities, and have the right to vote. In others, they need a male's permission to travel, cannot drive a car, are sexually segregated, must be completely covered in public, cannot vote, are restricted by Islamic laws that severely limit their rights in marriage, divorce, and inheritance, that condemn them to be stoned to death if found guilty of fornication or adultery. The following examples give some sense of the complexity and anomalies of gender relations in the Muslim world. And here I'm going to refer to anomalies that existed recently. Some of them have passed recently from the scene, but they're all within the last couple of decades. And you'll note how some countries seem very progressive on many things, but not on other things, and vice versa. In Egypt, long regarded, and indeed, one of the most modernizing of Muslim states, women cannot serve as judges, yet they can be members of parliament, they have been in the cabinet. Yet in Morocco, more than 20% of the judges are women. Women in Egypt and Malaysia have access to the best education, hold responsible professional positions in virtually every sector. Yet, like women in many Muslim societies, they had needed a male relative's permission to travel. Women in Saudi Arabia own much of the real estate in Riyadh and Jeddah, can own businesses, but cannot drive a car, are sexually segregated, and restricted to appropriate professions, much as women in the West had to deal with that themselves. Certain professions, teaching, nursing, etc., for example, in the West being seen in the past as more appropriate than being a corporate executive. In nearby Kuwait, women function in society, hold responsible positions in many areas, but have not been able to get the vote. More recently, there has been a move to sexually segregate universities. That is, students in universities. In Iran, which we think of often as a fundamentalist state, where women must wear the chador in public, women constitute the majority of students in universities, hold professional positions, and serve in parliament. Moreover, the Islamic Republic of Iran has had a woman vice president.